Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.
You guys are the best. You guys are the best. Charmaine speaking again. You guys took me so far, far back, man. Thank you so much for playing Michael Ngcobo-Swab.
That's what we do. Yeah. That's what we do. Big thanks to Paula, though, for helping us find the song. And we have it now. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the Brave Warriors of Namibia that will be in action. That's on Sunday against Bafana Bafana. As a matter of fact, Marco, they left that game for the last. It's the last fixture of the day at 10 o'clock. Good morning, Marco.
Morning, NSK. Morning, my lady.
It's Shaquan.
Yeah, you're still my lady.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Hi, Marco, how are you doing today?
In British terms.
In British terms.
Milady.
Milady. You know what? I was actually a little bit hesitant because I was so scared that he was going to ask me, so who's the other person? Let's not do that again. But yeah, let's go.
Man, listen.
Yeah.
Marco, hearing Michael Obos of the Brave Warriors theme song right now, did that not bring back some memories for you, my guy?
No, it did, man. Hey, that's an old song. I can't even remember when that song came out, but it's very old. It's an old song. And yeah, thanks, guys, for playing it. And thanks, guys, for inspiring the Brave Warriors.
That's a belief, man. So let's talk about this game leading up against Bafana Bafana. Let me tell you right now. I don't know if you've seen. I'm sure you've seen. You're an analyst. You've got your eye and your finger on the pulse of this thing.
Yeah.
South Africans are crazy scared of Namibia.
Yeah, it's scary times for them, man. And rightly so, because they've never seen something like that from Namibia. And when they looked at their team and they looked at Namibia, they're like, oh, hold it right there. Mm. And if you look at the meetings that we've had with them, I think the last four games or so, we've always played, stalemate. Mm. So I think it's a bit of scary for them, and they are right to be scared. The performance by the Brave Warriors, I think it was one of the best that we've seen in a long time. And by a long time, I mean even 15, 20 years. Mm-hmm. The Brave Warriors have not performed the way they performed that day. So yeah, I understand why the South Africans are scared, and they're trying to use all the tactics. They're even trying to bully the players online. I saw one post, somebody saying, if so-and-so want to come and play in South Africa again, they must make sure that South Africa wins. They mustn't play the way they played the other day.
Ah, so please. Like, oh,
now we have touched the wound, and that's good. That's where we want you.
Yeah. No, but I think also maybe this comes from the fact that they have actually been watching us for quite a while, and leading up to the tournament, we've actually performed way better than South Africa has. I mean, South Africa isn't like Bafana Bafana lost to Eswatini. Let's just start there, you know? But you know what, Marco? I was thinking about Tapelo Morena. Hey, he's now one of the defenders that actually plays with, what's our guy? Peter Shalulile.
Yes.
Yeah, and he's actually one of the defenders that a lot of people are relying on, so to say, to actually put a little bit of pressure on our team. So what do you think about his performance?
Yeah, his performance, he performed well the other day. But yeah, also remember Lindouche Mvala, also a central defender for South Africa. Mm-hmm. He played with Peter at Islanders Park, at the Islands Park. Now they are together at Mamelodi Sundowns as well.
Yeah.
So I've forgotten his name also. It will come back now.
Okay.
He also played with Peter at Mamelodi Sundowns, the two central defenders for Bafana Bafana.
Mm.
So, yeah, they are scared. And they rightly so, like I said, rightly so, they should be scared because their team is not performing well. The friendly matches prior to the tournament, South Africa did not have the best of them. And their coach, Hugo Bruce, he didn't really rate Namibia that much. But yesterday he said that Namibia is the team to be beaten right now. If they don't beat Namibia, then they won't be able to proceed to the next round. But also you should know that nobody expected Namibia to throw the sand in people's food. So it like already after Namibia's win, calculators are out. Before even South Africa and Mali played, calculators were out now, which are, who is going to be who, and who needs to do what, and how they should do it. even before, you know, the Mali and South Africa played. So it tells you the confusion that Namibia has caused in that tournament. And for me, that's good enough. I mean, the boys have done what we expected them to do. Like I said the other day, the tournament can just end and we all come back home.
Because we've won our game, we can continue with our lives now.
Yeah.
Listen, Marco, just real quick also, looking at the Namibian team now, okay, we understand, we know the South Africans, we watch them week in, week out with the PSL, we know what they bring, okay? Looking at the Namibian team though, okay, looking at the Namibian team going into this game on Sunday, are we looking at the same lineup? If you were the coach, what would you tweak here and there?
Mm.
Especially the starting bit.
I don't think with that performance there's anything to tweak, eh?
Mm.
With the starting lineup, you just put them as they were, and then you tell them, do the same thing that you did against Tunisia. Because remember, the coach prior to the tournament, ever since he took over, he has always said, look, as Namibia, we're not going to outplay anybody in terms of passing them to death.
Mm.
We're not going to outmuscle everybody because we don't have physically imposing players. So the only thing we can do is to outrun them. We can outrun them, and we are skillful. We are very skillful. We are very fast. That should be our strength. And if we play according to our strength, we'll definitely win the matches. And it proved the other day against Tunisia. The boys were running. The pressing was very good, and it caught the Tunisians by surprise. They couldn't play their normal passing game.
Mm.
And when we got the ball, we could actually play a lot of passes to each other and find the spaces behind the Tunisian back.
Yeah, that's
true. All I would say to the boys is please continue doing what you're doing, but increase the intensity. You know, now we are in the tournament proper. Now our tournament is started. Now the people are looking at us and they all want to beat us. And remember, South Africa lost 2-0 to Mali. They are not happy about that. They were expecting to go and win that tournament. But now they can't do that because, I think they're tough. They need calculators. They need all these things.
But Mark was a bit of a stretch to say South Africa is expecting to win the tournament. Where? How? But listen.
You know, they were expected to win the tournament.
Where? South African media was saying that or what?
Is he saying expected or expecting?
Look, they were expected.
Expected. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They're even told that if they win the tournament, they'll get about what? $7 million.
I saw those bonuses. Crazy, dude.
From where? Yeah.
From where? South African economy, my guy. Don't play.
Man.
There was a ching ching.
No.
It's not us here donating top score here. Anyways, listen.
Guys, whoa. You know what? I endorse that. No. You're not going to come for top score. Wait, let me say this. Is the power not in the kick?
Yes.
Then I'm done. Then that's it.
But Marco, you even know yourself.
I know. Look, guys, I think at this point in time, I'm happy Top Score did that, but I'm disappointed they did that.
You see?
Come on, man.
Just quickly. Finish off your thought, Buta.
All right. This is the thing. MTC came through, I'm sorry to mention the name,
yeah,
but they came through and did an initiative to actually support the team. And Top Score did not come on board. They let the boys go there. Now they see that the boys are doing well. That's when they are going to say, okay, we're going to give you a top score.
But maybe the budget was not budgeting at the time, guys. Top score has always been for anything Namibian, guys. No, let's not take it away from them.
No. That is guerrilla marketing. And it's not.
What we are not doing is coming from our team at Namib Mills, guys.
Listen, quickly. The news needs to play. Real quick, Marco. Are we going to work on Monday?
I think Omez will tell us stay at home.
We are relying on Hagi Gamecock to be like, you know what? You deserve the day off.
I believe.
No, Omez will just tell us, guys, let's all go to Ivory Coast.
There you go.
One time. Marco, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate you. We will be watching the game and we'll talk on Monday.
Okay, cool.
All right, cheers.
Cool. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, guys.
Being circumcised keeps it clean.
Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.